Okay. Good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman. Where are we up to? We're up to the very end of Shin Mem Hey, I believe. Yeah, right. I think we're up to If Yud Tes, and tonight we are doing the Kuf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. So I don't have my regular Mishnah Berurah here, so I'm using this English Mishnah Berurah. So I think this is what we're up to. So Sif Yud Tes, Kuf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, and then Be'ez Hashem will begin Siman Shin Mem Vav as well this evening. So in If Yud Tes, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, let me just make sure I'm... Yeah, I think that's what we're up to. Sif Yotesh Shulchan Aruch says, Makom Ptur hu Makom Shein Bo Arba Al Arba. A Makom Ptur is defined as a place that's less than 4x4 Tvachim, O Gavoa Mishloshu L'mayla Ad Rekia. And it's got to be more than 3 Tvachim off the ground, because as we've said many times, anything within 3 Tvachim of the ground is just whatever the ground is. So in Rosh Hashanah it would be Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah it would be Rosh Hashanah. But and it goes from 3 Tvachim until the Rekia. O Charet Shein Bo Arba Al Arba V'Mikosu Mishloshu, or a hole in the ground that's not 4x4 Tvachim, and is more than 3 tefachim deep, v'cheina mechitzos ha'gvos mishlosh l'mayla, v'ein b'neim arba l'arba, or an area that's surrounded by mechitzos that are 3 tefachim or taller, and the area in between those mechitzos is less than 4x4 tefachim. Says Rama, v'kol zeh dafka ba'omeid b'rishos harabim. However, something only has the status of a makom patur if any of these things that we just described are in a broader rishos harabim. So inside the rishos harabim, you have a hole in the ground, less than 4x4 tefachim, or a heap on the ground, less than 4x4 tvachim, but more than 3 tvachim high. Aval becarmelis, but if we're in a carmelis, amrinu matzah minas mino v'neir v'dino kecarmelis, then any makom patur located in a carmelis becomes a carmelis, because a carmelis is really a makom patur on a daraisa level, and therefore, when you have a carmelis, a makom patur inside a carmelis, so it's matzah minas mino, they found each other, and therefore they both conform to one another, so they become a carmelis. V'yesh cholkim v'om dein chiluk min rosh hashanah l'carmelis. However, others disagree and say that there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah and a Carmelis. A Makom Ptur is a Makom Ptur, whether it's located inside Rosh Hashanah or whether it's located in a Carmelis. Aval, imomid Rosh Hashanah, the Kuli Alma Dino Rosh Hashanah. But if a Makom Ptur is inside of Rosh Hashanah, it is not a Makom Ptur, it is a Rosh Hashanah. It definitely becomes batel to the Rosh Hashanah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Peyal, Shein Bar Ba Tvachim Rochav, that's not 4 Tvachim wide, Afilu Hu Aruch Elef Amma, even if it's 1,000 Amos long, because in order for it to qualify as more than a makom patur, it would need to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, a minimum of 4 tefachim in each direction. So it could be 1,000 amos in one direction and 3.5 tefachim in the other direction. It's still a makom patur. Anything less than 3 tefachim high is just considered part of the ground. And it's got to be deeper than 3 tefachim. It's a little bit of a typo. It means 3 tefachim or more, not more than 3, but 3 or more tvachim deep would be a makom patur. Ve'in b'neim arba, and then we said, or an area surrounded by walls that are 3 tvachim high that do not have 4 tvachim of space in between them. Milashim zeh mashma de'ein ovia mechitzos mitzarif l'arba. This makes it sound like the thickness of the walls doesn't count toward the 4 tvachim. Ve'in lel b'sivkat and gimel mashiksav nusham, and we already discussed this at the very beginning of the siman. Ve'kol zeh, so we said that this is only if the makom patur is inside a rishos harabim, but in a carmelis it would just become carmelis. Pirush kol tzir mamvar m'siv zeh. All of the three examples of makom patur that we described in this sif, de be'ein bar ba'al arba of makom patur, where if it's less than 4x4 tvachim, it's a makom patur. Again, that means either it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground, but less than 4x4 tvachim, or 3 tvachim or more beneath the ground, and it's less than 4x4 tvachim, or it's surrounded by walls that are more than 3 tvachim, but the area is less than 4x4 tvachim. All three of those tziurim become a makom patur dafka b'om b'rosh hashanah, only if it's in the context of a broader rosh hashanah. Aval b'omid b'karmelis, but if you have a makom patur that's inside a karmelis, aval gav d'lavi arba'a havi k'karmelis, then it becomes a karmelis. The matzah minas mino, hainu makom patur matzahs karmelis shim mino, because the makom patur and the karmelis are really on a daraisa level the same thing. Shu gamkin makom patur min haTorah, the karmelis is also a makom patur and daraisa level, and therefore they conform to one another and they become one large carmelis. Vidino ke carmelis. Ba'amru mechitza sanal lavi carmelis ela ad asarat tfachim. Avul b'charitz afilu amakmeya ama uchanal ba'agab b'sif yirchas. Now, we'll only have a din of a carmelis if it's off the ground. It only has a din of a carmelis up until 10 tfachim of height. But a hole in the ground would be a carmelis no matter how deep it goes in the ground. Lukuli alma dino kemoru shosayachid. And then we said, but if it's located inside a Rosh HaSayachid, everyone would agree that it's not a Makom Ptur, that it just has the status of Rosh HaSayachid. Shekal davar shehu betoch Rosh HaSayachid, hu Rosh HaSayachid. Anything that's inside a Rosh HaSayachid is a Rosh HaSayachid. Bein gavoa bein namach, whether it's above the ground or below the ground, bein rachav bein katzer, whether it's wide or narrow, vayin b'achronim shem tzadin lahoros kadei arishon, vayin b'ralacha. And the achronim paskin, like the first opinion, which said that a Makom Ptur can only exist inside of Rosh Rabin, but not inside of a carmelis, and the Beralacha discusses this further. Now we move on to Simon Shin Mem Vav Si'if Aleph. Mina Torah Ein Chayev El B'Motzi Machnas V'Zorik Moshe Rishus Yachil Rishus Rabin Rishus Rabin Rishus Yachil. On a Daraisa level, one is only Chayev for Otsa'a if they transfer something from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachil or vice versa. V'Chachamim Asru Mi Carmelis Rishus Yachil Rishus Rabin O Mehem LeCarmelis. And the Chachamim said Mi Derabanan is Asru to transfer something from a carmelis to either a Rosh HaSayachid or a Rosh HaSarabim or vice versa. Av Makom Ptur Mutar Lahotzi Lachnas Ben Rosh HaSayachid Rosh HaSarabim Meham L'Tocho. A Makom Ptur, even on a Derabana level, is mutter to move something from Makom Ptur to Rosh HaSarabim or Makom Ptur to Rosh HaSayachid or vice versa. Aval Ha'omid B'Rosh HaSayachid, if someone is standing in Rosh HaSayachid, Umotzi O Machnas O Moshit V'Zorik L'Rosh HaSarabim Derech Makom Ptur O Ipcha, and he throws something or carries something from the Rosh HaSayachid to a Rosh HaSarabim through a Makom Ptur, Chayiv, then he's going to be Chayiv, even though it went through a Makom Ptur in between. V'chein lo yamal adam al Makom Ptur, v'yika chayfetz miyad misha omid b'Rosh HaSarabim. You also shouldn't stand in a Makom Ptur, take an object from someone who's standing in Rosh HaSarabim, v'yitnan al misha omid b'Rosh HaSayachid, o ipcha, and then hand it over to someone who's standing in Rosh HaSayachid. So you're in a Makom Ptur, you're flanked on your right side by Rosh HaSarabim and your left side by Rosh HaSayachid. So you can't take an object from one side and put it on the other side, or vice versa. As far as using a Makom Ptur to transfer things through Rishuyos Durabanan, like Carmelios, you know, that's a machlokas, some aser and some matar, and the kaman shenayin beisivav. Let's see the Mishabura. Umoshit, hainu shegufa omid b'rishus hachon, umoshit biyado hachefet through Rishus Acher. Even though your body is in one Rishus the whole time, but you're using your hand to move an item from one Rishus to another, that's a violation midaraisa. Vayin lekaman tzim shim namzayim mishabrus of kan chaslin in moshit mirshus yachil rishus yachil derek rishus rabim and shim namzayim. We're going to talk about moving something from one rishus yachil to another rishus yachil, and it passes through a rishus rabim. V'chachamim asru, and then the chacham said even a carmelis to who dum yiktzas rishus rabim she'in mechitzos, because a carmelis is somewhat similar to rishus rabim in that it doesn't have mechitzos. When we call makom ein rishus rabim, but it's not a real rishus rabim, the lovely lucha drabim avid, because it's not meant for the travel of the public. And therefore, the Chacham made a gzera that you're not allowed to carry from a carmelis to either Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, because then you might come to be matir from one Rosh Hashanah to the other. And when it's a Makom Ptur, then you're allowed to. You're allowed to carry in, carry out, pass something, throw something. But then we said, if you are standing in Rosh Hashanah and you're throwing something into Rosh Hashanah through a Makom Ptur, so that is going to be Chayiv. Ratzalomer sheya omid v'halach v'hotzi o hichnis o shenishar omid el shahoshit o zarak. Either you were walking and you carried something with you, or you stayed exactly standing in your place, but you threw something from where you are through a Makom Ptur to the opposite Rishos, Chayiv. Dikivin shas hakir b'rishos yachid v'anach b'rishos rama v'ipcha. Because since you lifted something off the ground in Rishos yachid and you made it land in Rosh HaSarabim, or vice versa, I don't care that it went through a Makom Ptur in between. You're chayiv. V'davka shelo amad Makom Ptur. But that's only if you're not standing in the Makom Ptur. Avul amad ma'at sham. But if that's only if you don't stop in the Makom Ptur. Avul amad ma'at sham. But if the item stops in the Makom Ptur, v'achar kachazer v'hotzi l'rishus acher, and then you carry it to the other Rishus Pater. Meaning, if I take something from Rishus Yachid, bring it contributing to the Makom Patur. Stop. Put it down. Pick it up. Bring it to the Rosh the other, I forgot what I said, from Rosh Hashanah to the Makom Patur, and then from the Makom Patur to Rosh Hashanah, Potter. Kivin Shasa Anacha, Makom Patur, because it had Anacha in the Makom Patur. Umikal Makom, Isur Drabanan Ika, Af Bazeh. But even that's Asur Drabanan, the Gazrin, Dil Masi Lakula, Fukaledim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, because we're afraid you're going to come to carry from one Rosh Hashanah to the other. Vuadin Dasulahotzi Mitamze, Rosh Hashanah, Makom Patur, Derek Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry something from Rosh Hashanah to a Makom Patur through even if you don't stop at all in the Rosh Hashanah and you go right through, still it's going to be asur because we're afraid you might stop. And we also said you should not stand on a makom patur and take an object from someone in one Rosh Hashanah and pass it over to the guy in the next Rosh Hashanah. The word v'chein over here is really lav dafka, because it's not really a chiv daraisa. Because since you're standing in a makom patur, as soon as you bring the object to where you're standing, it's as if it had a anacha right there. The only reason we use the word v'chein is because it is aser, just like the previous case. Although over here you're not going to be chayiv, it's only going to be a drabanan. Because in the end of the day, you moved something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and even though you've stopped in the makom patur, we're afraid that you might come to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah directly. V'ika chefetz miyad adin. The same as if you took it from the karka of Rosh Hashanah and put it in the karka of Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have to be that you took it from a guy's hand and put it into another guy's hand. And then we said to move something through a makom patur through from Rosh Hashanah is going to be is a machlokas. Ratzalomar, what does that mean? Sha'omid al makom patur v'not miyad mi sha'omid b'Rosh Hashanah v'nos in liad omid b'karmelis o ipcha. Right. You're standing in a makom patur, you take something from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid on your right and you move it to the Carmelis on your left, or vice versa. Or for that matter, you take something from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, stop in the makom patur, and then move it into the Carmelis. So Yesh Osrim, Sfir Ludein Lechalik in Rosh Hashanah Reis and Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, Linyan Zed. The Yesh Osrim say that why should we be Mechalik between Rosh Hashanah Reis and Rosh Hashanah Rabbanan, whatever is Asr in Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh Matirin says we wouldn't make a gzeira on the gzeiras that we make for Rishuyos Daraisa. We're not going to make for Rishuyos Darabanan. So to review what we learned today, in the last sif of Simon Shin Mem Hei, we said we defined the Makom Patur. We had a machlokas whether Makom Patur can exist in a Carmelis, but it for sure cannot exist in a Rishos Hayachid. And then Shin Mem Vav Sif Aleph, we said that on a Daraisa level, you're only chayiv if you carry directly from Rishos Ram to Rishos Hayachid or vice versa. Midrabanan, it's aser to carry from a Carmelis to any of the Rishuyos. It's mutter to carry from a Makom Patur to any of the Rishuyos, but to transfer something through a makom patur, even if you pause along the way, is at least aser midrabanan. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. Have a wonderful evening and a Freilich and Chanukah.